Mr. President, I'm advised to ask you, are you aware of any action that you might take with regard to scrap steel or iron in some of these licensing policies?
No, there's been scrap steel and iron. There's been a great deal of such great many suggestions by people who don't know the whole story about starting a pickup campaign for tin cans and old scrap iron. And we would undoubtedly from that get a good deal if it were needed. But the cost of such a local campaign very high. The question of transportation is involved, and the experts tell me it's not yet necessary.
I was thinking particularly of some possible action of yours with regard to...
On the export. That's a different thing. I'm not ready on it yet. Not yet. It hasn't come to me yet.
President Biden backing down the proclamation, is there anything in that which could be construed to limit or restrict the international circulation of technical magazines and other publications, which from time to time the past has carried certain kinds of aircraft engines and designs, in fact, probably some of them we never knew about before?
I never thought of it. You'd better ask somebody. I don't know.
Who would you recommend?
I'd ask Newton and Stettinius. No, sure. They probably know a lot more about it than I do.
Mr. President, there are some reports that the success of the anti-aircraft garage in London is due to the use of American range finders and guns. Have we released our detector?
No.
We have not.
Mr.
President,
do you have any comments to make on the process on Monday on the 21st of Waterloo?
I think the only thing can be said on that thing now is this. It's on this question of defense needs, the immediate thing seems to be to look forward to the need for additional power that's entirely distinct from navigation. And we are talking now with the Canadians among ourselves about the possibility of the development of more power. Now that leaves out entirely the question of navigation. In other words, the power factor looks as if it might be serious in the course of the next 2 or 3 years. And to develop power takes 2 or 3 years.
Mr. President, you signed the same to the Senate soon, the convention about the power in July.
No more.
Yes, sir.
Ready, sir. Steve thinks he's ready, but you'd better check.
Mr. President, do you plan on St. Lawrence and any rapid responders?
That I don't know. I mean, we haven't got to that stage yet. Certainly, everybody would be kept in touch with him.
They won't be immediate.
No.
Mr. President, I wouldn't threaten you to the
result
of the
navigation
in future time.
No. That's not the immediate problem before.
Have you had a weekend plan, sir, that you want to announce?
Well, I thought I'd go down the river, give you all a holiday tomorrow afternoon late, and come back Sunday afternoon.
Anything back to plan for next week, sir?
Depends a little bit. I'm going up to the 200th anniversary of University of Pennsylvania, and whether I do anything else up there depends largely on Congress. But I'm told by the press that they might adjourn the end of next week.
So, sir, there's anticipated...
Or recess. Now, don't get it wrong. Adjourn or recess. Up to them.
What?
Doesn't make any difference what's my judgment. Well, the recess or adjourn, because obviously if anything is needed in the way of legislation, they'd come right back whenever it is needed.
Have you anything to say about the cornerstone laying at the Washington Airport?
I think that's on for 2 days.
No. Yeah.
Huh? I'd like, you know, to out there to tell the history of the legislation and the building of the port without legislation. But I'm going to leave that to the local papers.
Mr. Patton.
Well, Burton Poole started it, didn't he?
I wasn't around when he started. I don't know if much is going to get through that thing. There are about 4,000 or 5,000 relief workers from Washington that have got to find better jobs. Can you start something else?
Let's scratch the old bean and give me a suggestion.
Good. Commissioner Young and I are doing that.
That's all right. That's fine.
Mr. President, are you considering making all force available to the British markets if necessary?
Oh, my God, I don't know what you mean. I should say, what is a bubble lip question?
Double lip.
Mr. President, can you tell us anything about what the items will be needed to sign the tickets for the bill? It's in the budget at the present time. Of course, the great bulk of it will undoubtedly be the pay and maintenance and the housing. And food, the national guard, and the selective service people. I can't give you any figures, but that will be the great bulk of the bill.
Will there be anything necessary for that? Will there be any appropriation necessary at all of the steps for the
new
neighborhood? No. President, if I may ask one more question about the St. Lawrence Waterway.
Getting in the BLC. We're not planning.